With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. The leader of the state's largest school district says South Dakota has an opportunity to restore value to careers in education. Governor Dennis Dugard is set to reveal his vision for school funding during tomorrow afternoon's State of the State address. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, one education leader says the governor's proposal is more than a spending plan.
Sioux Falls Public Schools Superintendent Brian Maher says last year's Blue Ribbon Task Force helps the state define its problems with education funding. He says the governor has an opportunity to provide a market adjustment to put South Dakota school funding close to neighboring states and make the changes sustainable.
And I don't think the governor puts in as much time, as much energy, and as much resources as he has unless he wants to do something meaningful.
Maher says something meaningful includes new money for education. He says shifting dollars from capital outlay projects to the general fund is not enough to solve a major challenge in recruiting and retaining talented teachers, money. Maher says the governor has a chance to inspire people to respect education as a worthy profession.
Money is a big piece of that, but it's not the only piece. It's the value as a society that you place on anything. Nobody questions the value that we place on doctors, nor should they, in my opinion. Nobody places the value that we place on attorneys. While there may be jokes, nobody questions the value. I would like to get to the point where, when you talk about valuing professions, that educators are seen with that same value.
Maher says balancing education funding with other social needs and finding equitable ways to deliver money to schools of different sizes is a huge endeavor. Maher says he remains anxious but optimistic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Mostly cloudy tonight, decreasing clouds east after midnight. Areas of light snow or flurries mainly in the evening. Breezy with patchy blowing snow far east. Lows near 5 below zero northeast to 5 to 15 above zero in the southwest.